bloody hell, it's cold. It seems like I'm going to do this like once a day, every time I'm walking down towards the station. Today I'm not even getting a train, I'm getting the bus, because I'm off to work in North West London. And pretty much, it's not the easiest way, it's definitely the cheapest way, but a very simple way for me to go is just to get the bus down to Morden to get the tube. So I'm going to go and do that. So I have a week out of the cab now in the classroom, which I'll probably forget how to drive. It's freezing. I think this might not be the first frost of the year, because bear in mind, now I'm on shifts, I don't always get up and get out before the sun comes up. But it is frosty. It's cold. I've got my hat and my gloves in my back, but I declined to put them on, thinking that was a big error. I'd like to have them with me, just in case, but I didn't put them on. So I will have to rectify that. Having said that though, I'm going to go now get the bus. And then once I've got on the bus, I'll be in the warm, hopefully, until I get to Morden, and then I have a 2-minute walk across the road. And then I'm on the underground. Properly underground, bit of the underground as well. So I'll actually be quite sweaty down there. That's the thing about the tube, it is really warm all year round on it. So in winter you get the strange effect of people having wrapped up warm for their walk to and from the station, and then getting on the tube and suffering from the heat. It's brilliant, isn't it? Yesterday I went to Yeovil. I don't know if I said that yesterday, but I was on my way there. I went there, watched the Grand Prix, very satisfactory result. Yeah, my boo cut me off yesterday as I was talking about what I'd like to happen during the Grand Prix, because I reached the 5 minutes. But suffice to say, well, my order of preference was Hamilton to win, but he was a rank outsider, because he needed to win and everyone else involved to be non-scoring. And he didn't even win, so that was never. My second choice was Mark Webber, but he did the worst of the four title. So then I think he came in down in eighth. The third choice was Sebastian Vettel, and then it was anyone but Alonso, was the hashtag I saw going around Twitter. And to our absolute delight, he threw it away, he being Ferrari and his team, because he didn't so much. But Ferrari threw it away. With a disastrous strategy call that pitted him, put him behind people who weren't going to stop and get out of his way, meaning he had to overtake, and he just wasn't able to. He got hauled up behind a car that was so much faster down the straights, it was impossible to overtake. And try as he might for, 40 laps, he could not make that Renault make a mistake. So, not my first choice or my second choice, but definitely not the worst case scenario yesterday. By the end, I was able to say, well done to Vettel. He should have probably wrapped this title up a few races back. The same could be said about all of them. But for errors and reliability problems that prevented him from doing so. Youngest ever Formula One world champion. And it was a great race to win it in. Very exciting to watch. Fantastic. Right. God, I'm out of breath. That's because I'm power walking down to the bus stop, because I miss this bus, I'm buggered. It goes in 5 minutes. It's not even here, actually, to form the service yet, which is slightly worrying. Anyway, right, oh, God, you don't get much to talk about, do you? Right, that's my Monday morning boo for this week. In summary, it's icy, and Sebastian Vettel won the world championship. Join me again next time for more out-of-breath nonsense. Bye for now.